But Israel says these were intercontinental ballistic missiles that could hit Berlin, Paris, and Rome. Does NATO share that Israeli assessment?
We cannot confirm that at the moment, so we're looking into that. But if this would be true, it is the more evidence that what the president is doing here, taking out the ballistic missile capability, taking out the nuclear capability from Iran, is crucial. And exactly as the ambassador just said, Ambassador Waltz, we have seen with North Korea, if we negotiate for too long, you might pass the moment where you can still get this thing done. And North Korea now has the nuclear capability. If Iran would have the nuclear capability, including together with the missile capability, it would be a direct threat, a existential threat to Israel, to the region, to Europe, to the stability in the world. So the president doing this is crucial. And I've seen the polling, but I really hope the American people will be with him because he is doing this to make the whole world safer.
This is my video update on this Sunday afternoon, March the 22nd, coming to you from Larnaca, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with a Trump Truth Social post where the U.S. president is giving Iran a 48-hour warning. Either Iran opens up the Strait of Hormuz in 48 hours or else the United States will obliterate Iran's power plants. And if Iran does not open up the Strait of Hormuz in 48 hours, and the United States does indeed begin to attack Iran's power plants, we know the retaliation that will be coming from Iran. A very, very dangerous escalation that could be unfolding in the next 48 hours. We had a very dangerous escalation just yesterday. The United States and Israel, they attacked the nuclear facilities in Natanz. This is the second attack against those facilities. And Iran, they responded tit for tat by attacking the Dimona area where there is the power plant, one of the nuclear power plants in Israel. The area was hit by Iranian missiles. Many, many casualties, lots of damage, death. But the reactor, according to reports, was not damaged. No verified direct damage to the reactor itself. Defenses intercepted most per Israeli reports, and no IAEA alerts. I've seen some videos circulating from the strike into Dimona. The missiles got through, no doubt about that. A lot of damage was done. But that was the retaliation from Iran. The U.S. and Israel, they hit Natanz twice. I believe the first strike towards Natanz was on March 3rd. And then they hit it again yesterday, and so we got Iran's retaliation. And the same's going to happen with a strike on the Iranian power plants. Iran's going to strike out at power plants, facilities in the region. And it's going to cause all kinds of chaos. So anyway, let me read you Trump's Truth Social post. If Iran doesn't fully open without threat the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours from this exact point in time, the United States of America will hit and obliterate their various power plants, starting with the biggest one first. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Yeah, Trump has no interest in the Strait of Hormuz. No interest in it. Don't use it, don't need it. Europe, Japan, China, you guys can take care of it. Now it's a 48-hour ultimatum, or else Trump is going to unleash all kinds of hell in the region. A major escalation could be taking place in a couple of days. And where does it end? Where does the escalation end? Is there an end? Is there an off-ramp? Eventually you get boots on the ground. And then where do you go? Where do you go from boots on the ground after you've destroyed the power plants? Could be looking at the water supply, desalination plants. So that was just yesterday when Trump said that he has no interest in the Strait of Hormuz. Yesterday or Friday, that was Friday, I believe Friday afternoon, Trump told the media that the United States has obliterated everything. They're not interested in a ceasefire. Why would we be interested in a ceasefire, Trump said, when we've won, when we've obliterated everything, no Navy, no Army, no nothing. They have nothing left. So no, we do not want a ceasefire, Trump said. Then Trump said, we have no interest in the Strait of Hormuz. He recommended China get involved. China can help open the Strait of Hormuz. Not our problem. China, Japan, Europe. And then we got a Truth Social post where the US president said that the United States has pretty much achieved their five military objectives, or they're very close to achieving the five military objectives, and that the war is going to be winding down. And then 24 hours later, we get this Truth Social post, which would lead to a massive escalation. So Axios is reporting that the Trump team is planning for peace talks. Guys, see a pattern? See a pattern forming? One message is about obliterating something and escalating against Iran, and then the next message is about peace talks and winding down the conflict. So Axios is reporting that Witkoff and Kushner and the US president, they're trying to plan out how they're going to eventually negotiate with Iran. According to Axios, they're even passing messages between one another. The two countries are using intermediaries to exchange messages to try and figure out how they can begin peace negotiations. The countries that are acting as mediators are Qatar, Egypt, and even the UK. I found that surprising, that the UK is helping to pass messages between the United States and Iran. And one of the big problems that Witkoff and Kushner, the US negotiators, Witkoff and Kushner, is that the problems that they have is they don't know who to negotiate with. They believe that, interesting walk today. They believe that Arachi is just a fax machine. That's how Axios described it. He doesn't call the shots. He makes no decisions. He just repeats what he's told to say. And so they're trying to figure out, who do we talk to? And so that's one of the challenges. The other challenge that they have is they don't want Oman to mediate. They're thinking of Qatar to mediate the talks. So those are the two problems that Witkoff and Kushner have as they game plan the eventual talks, the possible peace talks. Because according to Axios, Axios seems to have some privileged access to the White House. Of course, Axios is also very good at putting out all kinds of propaganda. But the article talks about what Iran is demanding. And let me pull it up so I can read you what Iran is demanding according to the reports. Iran is demanding a ceasefire, guarantees that the war will not resume in the future, and compensation. They're missing the demand that Iran has, which is probably the main demand, which is that U.S. Military bases shut down and get out of the region. Or maybe that's tied into the guarantees, the security guarantees. Maybe the U.S. military bases leaving is part of the security guarantees. Iran has also said many times that they're not looking for a ceasefire. They want a permanent, definitive end to the conflict. So according to Axios, those are Iran's demands. And the U.S. also has demands. Our view is we've stunted Iran's growth, said one U.S. official who believes the Iranians will come to the table. The official said the U.S. wants Iran to make six commitments. Commitment number one is no missile program for 5 years. Commitment number two, zero uranium enrichment. Number three, let me turn down the audio. It's an Armenian restaurant. Good restaurant, but loud music. So the commitment number two was zero uranium enrichment. Commitment number three is decommissioning of the reactors in Natanz, Isfahan, Fordo. The fourth demand is strict outside observation protocols around the creation and use of centrifuges and other machinery related to the nuclear program. Number five is arms control treaties with regional countries that includes a missile cap no higher than 1,000. And demand number six is no financing for proxies such as Hezbollah, Houthis, and Hamas. So these demands from the United States, these six demands, are no different than the demands that they were making of Iran a month and a half ago, or the demands that they were making of Iran 6 months ago, and they negotiated with Iran, and then the United States attacked Iran during the first negotiations. As they were negotiating the seventh round of negotiations, the United States attacked, and a month ago, as they were about to enter technical talks, the United States attacked. But these were pretty much the same demands. I would say two things may be a bit different. And I wouldn't say these are concessions. I would just say a bit different. And that is point number one, where it says no missile program for 5 years. And point number five, where it talks about a missile cap no higher than 1,000. In the previous negotiations, the demand was no missiles at all with a range over 300 kilometers. Now, according to Axios, the demand is a missile cap of 1,000. So when it comes to the Iranian demand of reparations, what Axios is reporting is that the United States may budge on the reparations, maybe, by calling the reparations a return of Iranian frozen assets. And this may be the way that the United States appears to give Iran the concession of reparations, by just returning the billions in frozen assets that should be returned to Iran, but that will be the reparations part. So the missiles that were launched towards Diego Garcia yesterday has really freaked out the Europeans. They are really freaked out about the missiles that were launched. Intermediate range missiles, 4,000 kilometers, allegedly heading towards Diego Garcia, allegedly knocked down, but still, these missiles, this range of missiles, according to the Telegraph, has spooked the Europeans. And this means that London, Paris, Berlin, and every other European capital now lies within credible Iranian reach. And the argument is now being made by the collective West media, the US media, that Trump was right. So the media that is supporting this war, that is pushing for this war and pushing for escalation, for example, Fox News, they are now running with the narrative after this missile strike towards Diego Garcia that Trump was right. You see, Iran is developing missiles with a range that can hit European cities. A lot of countries have missiles with this type of range, ballistic missiles. Of course, the United States, China, Russia, India, the UK, France. They have these types of missiles as well. But they're now saying that this is proof that Iran does have the capability to strike at Europe, at U.S. allies. And Iran has never launched any missiles towards, or has never launched any intermediate range missiles towards the West until they were attacked. Now they've launched two missiles, which many analysts believe are just a warning to the United States. Don't push us, because we've got tools. We've got tools that you don't even know exist. But look, if Iran was not in a war and was not attacked, there would be no need to worry about any type of missiles, especially towards Europe. Should Iran be worried about European missiles heading into Iran? Europe has the capability. So anyway, that's the narrative now to kind of prop up Trump and his war effort. Not that it needs any propping up, because Trump has a 100% approval rating amongst MAGA supporters, 100% according to CNN. That's 0.7%. Yeah, 0.7% more than Kim Jong-un. I believe Kim Jong-un won the recent elections with 99.3%. So if I do some Annalena Baerbock math, that's 0.7% higher than Kim Jong-un, Trump's support. And Trump believes this. He was talking to the media yesterday, and he actually was bragging, gloating about his 100% approval. That's dangerous. It's really dangerous. If Trump actually believes that he has 100% approval, according to CNN, for this war, 100% approval from MAGA for this war, then that means we're in deep, deep trouble. So shifting gears to Project Ukraine, we had a big drone attack into Russia yesterday. Close to 300 drones targeting Moscow, Crimea, and other regions, but mostly Moscow and Crimea. I don't have any reports of casualties yet. If there were any casualties, most of the drones were knocked down, but still, another large drone attack into Russia. Getting many, many large drone strikes into Russia and specifically targeting Moscow. A lot of massive drone attacks into Moscow. Bryansk, Smolensk, Voronezh, Belgorod. The drones were targeting many cities. So the U.S. debt has passed $39 trillion, first time in history that the U.S. debt has passed $39 trillion. Up $2 trillion over the last 8 months. Since the debt ceiling has lifted in early July, U.S. debt has risen plus $2.8 trillion. Total U.S. debt has nearly doubled since 2018, with the U.S. debt to GDP ratio now up to 124%. Meanwhile, U.S. debt is projected to surge plus $2.4 trillion per year over the next 10 years, reaching a record $64 trillion by 2036, according to CBO estimates. The U.S. debt crisis is out of control. Yes, it is. Out of control, and you can see the chart. It's just all uphill. It's all uphill. $64 trillion by 2036. So what's $200 billion more to fund this war with Iran, huh? $64 trillion, my God. The UK Telegraph is reporting that sailors on Britain's nuclear submarines were doing some drugs. Yep, they were getting high. Also taking steroids as well. And some of this drug activity was actually taking place on the subs. Dozens of sailors caught doing hard drugs on Britain's nuclear submarines. Submariners tested positive for cocaine, cannabis, ecstasy, and steroids. Something like 100, 120 or 130 sailors, 175 submariners tested positive for drugs over 7 years, from 2018 to 2024. Of those 175, 52 of the cases, the submariners were serving on a submarine at the time they were caught taking the narcotics. Wow. Podolyak. Maybe after I'm done being president, I could be a UK submariner. What do you think, Podolyak? Sounds like a good job. Are they taking applications, Podolyak? Zelensky. So, we can now talk about... What should we talk about next? I forgot what the next topic is. Robert Mueller. He passed away. Robert Mueller died yesterday. Robert Mueller of Russiagate. And FBI, he was FBI director. And then he headed up the bogus, fake Christopher Steele Russiagate investigation of Trump's first term as president. Trump has never forgiven Mueller for Russiagate, and he made his feelings known in a Truth Social post. Trump posted, "Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. President Donald J. Trump." So that takes us to our clown world. And we have two very good clown worlds today. Clown world number one is a post on X from EUdebates.tv. It's a selfie photo of Fredrickson, stunning and brave, someone else, and Ursula Vanderpirat. I believe she's a politician from Sweden. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, the post reads, "Female power at EUCO, EUCO, from Brussels. Europe's leadership shows its strength and its diversity. Von der Leyen, Kallas, States Minister Mette Frederiksen, Evika Selina. A powerful moment of leadership, unity and vision, experience, determination and perspective, shaping Europe's future. Strength, style, and leadership all in one frame. Europe is not just evolving, it's being led." Strength and style all in one frame. They're stylish too. And they're diverse. I don't see much diversity in this photo, to be quite honest. I don't see any diversity at all. Okay. So what's the clown world in all of this? Oh, there's a clown world in all of this, really. The clown world is that this photo may have been the most ratioed post on X ever, right? The most, is there a title for that? The most ratioed post on X? 475,000 views, 35 reposts, 361 quotes, 100 likes. 100 likes. And this was posted at 11 p.m. 20th of March, 2026. More than 24 hours, much more than 24 hours since this post was on X. 100 likes off of 475,000 views? Wow. Wow. And the comments, well, the comments are brutal. Very, very tough comments towards the leaders, the stylish leaders of Europe, the diverse and stylish leaders of Europe. The comments were just brutal. Really, really devastating stuff posted on X underneath this selfie. Are there people in Europe that are reading this in EU and Brussels headquarters? Maybe to show the leaders of Europe that you know we're not so popular. We're not as popular as we think. Or do they care? They may not even care. What do they care? As long as they're popular amongst their friends. That's probably all they care about. Anyway, incredible stats. And we have the final clown world, which is courtesy of the Washington Post, which put out an article. This is not a joke. This is a real article from the Washington Post. This is real reporting from the WAPO, where they are saying, well, their breaking news is that Russia is looking to tilt the Hungarian elections towards Orbán. And the way that Russia is going to do this is that they are going to fake an assassination attempt on Orbán, therefore winning the sympathies of the Hungarian people, leading to Orbán's election victory in mid-April. That is the plan that the Washington Post is reporting on. Now, it was the plan, because now the Washington Post has revealed the secret plan to tilt Hungarian election. Russians proposed staging assassination attempt to aid Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a friend of Russia, in his election. Operatives proposed the game changer, a staged assassination attempt to stir supporters, according to the information that the Washington Post has received. That is what this operation was being called. the game changer. This is a real article. This is a real article. This is real hard-hitting reporting from the Washington Post. So how did the Washington Post get a hold of this information? How did they find this out? Well, according to the Washington Post, this was a document, a plan being put together by the Russian Foreign Intelligence. And it's a report that was passed off to the Washington Post by European intelligence. And according to the WAPO, it's been verified by European intelligence. So this plan, this document that the Washington Post has seen, has been verified by European intelligence. And they're saying that this was coming from Russian intelligence, Russian foreign intelligence, the SVR. So there it is. It's verified, everybody. If it's verified by European intelligence, then it is legit. There's no doubt about it. When European intelligence verifies something, then it's legit. Yeah, absolutely. So that's the plot, the plan. It sounds familiar, this assassination, prop up the candidate to help boost the candidate assassination, which then boosts the candidate towards election victory. Where have I seen this one before? Anyway, I'm going to end the video there. The Durand.locals.com. We are on X. We are on Rumble. We're on Telegram. Go to the Durand shop. Pick up some merch, like what I'm wearing in this video update. And check us out on Substack as well. I will see everybody tomorrow. Take care. I think it's going to rain soon.